Jesus uses the metaphor of a vine and branches to describe the life of faith. The life of faith is a life dependent on God, a life relying on God. Jesus talked about it as remaining in Christ or abiding in Christ. What does it mean to abide? I think it means to find your energy in something, or to dwell on something as the primary reason for why you exist, or to incorporate something so into who you are that you wouldn't be you without it. And I began thinking about how we abide. We abide as parents, right? And that can go too far. And we get labeled helicopter parents because we hover over our children. Or now there's even what they're calling lawnmower parents because we take out everything that's a challenge to our children. We abide as sports fans, right? And that can go too far. There's no need for any hog calling or cowbells here today. We abide as employees. And that can go too far. In America, the average work week has grown to 47 hours a week, and the average productivity per American worker has increased 400% since 1950. Let that sink in. The average productivity per worker has increased 400% since 1950. We know how to abide. And we get to choose what we abide in. Of course, I researched sailing again this week. And while I was researching sailing, I came across the website Wind and Sail. And it's the winter project of this Canadian man who abides in sailing. In August of 2009, Ian Hoare began a new passion. He had thought about sailing for years. And his last two homes had been situated right in front of a marina. And every day he had passed the marina and going to and from work and to and from everything else that he did. But he never stopped in until that day in August. Something was different. He decided that he had thought about sailing and talked about sailing and lived right next to a marina for long enough. It was time for action. And so he went in and he signed up for a sailing class. And for the next several months until winter came, Ian sailed. And then as soon as spring came, you know what he did? He went sailing some more. What he found out was that one of the biggest fears for many new sailors is the feeling of the boat leaning in the wind. They call it heeling, when the boat leans because the wind blows up against it. He reflects, your first instinct might be to think that the boat is actually going to capsize. Learning to trust the boat is the first step toward really enjoying your sailing experience. Everyone will probably have a different adjustment period, but rest assured you get used to heeling and even enjoy it. Maybe even crave it. When you sail, you have to learn to trust the wind. Trust the wind to be present so that your boat moves. Trust the wind to fill your sails. And trust the wind as you heel, as it brings you all the way to the edge, past your comfort zone, that it will not capsize your boat. When you sail, you abide in the wind. Ian Hoare was not a sailor when he just lived in front of a marina and walked by it every day. He wasn't a sailor all the days he watched other boats on the water. He wasn't a sailor as he thought about taking up sailing. It was when he decided it was time for action that he became a sailor. It was when he immersed himself in sailing, let it captivate his heart and his life, when he was so consumed by it that when he wasn't on the water, he started a blog called Wind and Sail, so that he could share that experience with others, that he began then to abide as a sailor. He became a sailor when he knew the joy of abiding in the wind. Jesus invites us, abide in me, and I in you. Abide, like branches abide with the vine. The branch isn't just near the vine, it's a part of the vine. It isn't just living in front of the marina and walking by. It isn't just coming to church and sitting in the pew. Abiding isn't about watching other boats or watching other people. Abiding is taking action. It is immersing ourselves to the point of being consumed. The life of faith is a life abiding in the wind of God's Spirit. And the first step is desire. I don't know what Ian's reasons were for going sailing. I don't know what had kept him from sailing before that day. Do you? Maybe it was work. Maybe it was his family. Maybe his kids were young. Maybe he had other obligations. Maybe he was afraid. Maybe he knew once he got out in that boat, he was just going to be consumed by it and he wouldn't want to do anything else. Maybe he wasn't sure how to join a group. Maybe he was insecure about it. Whatever it was, his desire to sail had to outweigh his reasons for not sailing. And as long as he didn't get in the boat, he wasn't really a sailor. We're the same way, you know. We have a lot of things that hold us back from abiding in God, from abiding in the wind of God's Spirit. We don't join a committee because we don't know who to ask or how to ask or what's going to be asked of us if we do. We don't volunteer our time or make other commitments because we're afraid maybe we'll just be consumed by it. We don't fill out a pledge card because we're afraid we might not be able to keep our pledge, or we don't really want to sit there and think about our commitment. Or we think, oh, I'll do it later when other things are paid off or the kids are grown. And we don't realize the opportunity to sail here. Now, all we need is desire and to make the decision to do it. One day, Ian decided. He went into the marina and he signed up to sail. But he didn't get on the sailboat by himself. He found other people to take him into the water. The first step in learning to sail the life of faith is desire. Desire for connection, desire for relationship, and then you have to get in the boat. And you can't sail the boat by yourself. You need a crew, a community to work together. To work the sails and catch the wind of God's Spirit in them. Who's going to be in the boat with you? Look around. Who's going to be in the boat with you? Maybe you'll want to form a small group this Lent with some of these people to study what it means to follow Jesus. And then you have to learn to trust the wind. Jesus promises, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Lean into that wind and it's not going to capsize. At first, it's going to feel scary, but then when you get used to it, you're going to enjoy it. You're even going to crave it. Now, here's the problem. Jesus has been misquoted as saying, whatever you want, you're going to get. Right? It's happened. People have said it that way. The key is the abiding. Jesus says, if your life is rooted in me, and my words are so embedded in you that they are your words, your will be my will, and as you have needs that arise to accomplish that will, they're going to be satisfied. That doesn't mean that it doesn't require work. That doesn't mean that it doesn't require perseverance. It doesn't mean that it's not challenging. Sometimes the wind of the Holy Spirit is so strong that it may heel your boat and you may feel a little afraid. Thursday before last, I talked with a friend who's working on building a shelter for homeless women and children in Memphis. And then that same day, I went to a luncheon to discuss opening a drop-in center for women who walk the streets near Summer Avenue. I'll be honest. Both projects feel a little to me like healing in the wind. I have more questions than I have answers. I have safety concerns for the women who will come to that shelter, the women who will come to that drop-in center. I have questions about how they will go from coming to being transformed, to getting from a place where they are safe to a place where they are able to support themselves and live a life. I have concerns about the safety of the people who will volunteer there. I have questions about how these programs are going to lead to transformation. There's fundraising to do and planning and permits and policies to be made and procedures to be set. And yet the prospect of caring for the least of these is exhilarating. Maybe God will call you to sail with us. Or maybe you'll be called to a different part of mission. Perhaps you've watched on the shore as others have gone to Mexico to build cisterns. And this summer, it might be time for you to set sail. It can feel scary to volunteer your time. You might have questions about what's going to be asked of me. Will I be able to do what's asked of me? Talk to somebody who's gone before. Ask Michael Wan back there. Ask Roland Mittag, Bonnie Blair's been, Ann Erickson's been. If you've been, raise your hand. There are a bunch of people here who've been. Ask them, what was it like? Maybe you're passionate about children and you want to be involved right here in something like the triathlon that we do for the school. We do that every year. Did you know that? And every year we're in the top 20 in the nation for fundraising. Or maybe you want to help raise funds for Rise Against Hunger to package meals for those affected by disaster and children in developing countries. Whatever your passion is, there is an opportunity for you to set sail in the wind at Farmington. Do you want to abide in Jesus and for Jesus to abide in you? This community is in the boat with you. The life of faith is like being on a sailboat learning to catch the wind. It's scary and exhilarating, and then you can't get enough of it. Together, let's set sail. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.